This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live. You are welcome to join us here on the radio. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype. So Skype on in here at Skype username lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
Of course, lots of stuff in the news that we think you'll find interesting, including some terrible news out of the darknet marketplace world with Alphabay, ostensibly one of the best, most successful underground darknet markets.
It was the largest.
That has now gone under, and the founder... He's dead, or the alleged founder is dead. We'll tell you more about that coming up here in moments. Your calls and thoughts are certainly welcome. But first, in what seems like some pretty big news, Daryl, there's some sort of nasty things going on out of Washington, D.C. as normal.
Right.
But they are now threatening other countries if they don't hand over information about travelers. Go ahead and give us a source.
Yeah, where article comes from Reuters, and they were actually able to obtain the cable, and I'll post the link to the article plus the link to the cable on the Facebooks and the Twitters. The story says the U.S. State Department will require all nations to provide extensive data to help it vet visa applicants and determine whether a traveler poses a terrorist threat, according to a cable obtained by Reuters. Countries that fail to comply with the new protocols or take steps to comply within 50 days could face travel sanctions.
Travel sanctions.
Yeah, they don't specify exactly what that means.
Because sanctions
in the article
can mean
here.
Like we don't let food go into your country.
Sanctions could also mean we are not going to allow any commercial flights to go directly into your country from
like
our country.
Cuba is what one of the examples.
No, they've recently rolled that back. Towards the end of the Obama administration, they rolled back. There are now commercial flights into commercial flights into Cuba.
That's good to know.
Now, it's still restricted on who's allowed to fly into Cuba. You still have to, you know, like, fit some kind of criteria. You can't just say, yeah, you know, I want to go to Cuba and have lunch in Havana because I've never had lunch in Havana.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've got to fit some kind of standard, but, you know, there's still kind of a sanction, but, you know, again, sanction could mean a wide range of things here.
All right.
The article continues, the cable sent to all U.S. diplomatic posts on Wednesday is a summary of a worldwide review of vetting procedures that was required under President Donald Trump's revised March 6th executive order that temporarily banned U.S. travel by most citizens from six predominantly Muslim countries.
The one that was overturned?
Or
the later one?
No, the March 6th one was initially overturned, but then allowed to partially be implemented.
Mm.
The memo lays out a series of standards the United States will require of other countries, including that they issue or have plans to issue electronic passports and regularly report lost and stolen passports to Interpol. It also directs nations to provide, quote, any other identity information, end quote, requested by Washington, D.C. for U.S. visa applicants, including biometric or biographic details.
So basically, they're using their status as this destination country where people from around the globe want to come to visit family or, you know, get a job or vacation or business meetings.
Right.
And they're saying, you either give up the information we demand, and you adhere to the set of standards that we have for your passport, which means now RFID chips in other countries' passports. I don't know how many of them have them so far, but I suspect, you know, some of the more developed countries, Western nations, do have them. And so now they're saying that, you know, any country in Africa or the Middle East or whatever, you got to have or at least have a plan in place to launch RFID technology and have all these other requirements in order for us to even approve any visa applications for your country.
Right.
And not hit you with sanctions.
And if you don't provide this for every traveler that we request it of, we will hit you with sanctions. And again, including biometric details.
Right. So fingerprint, retinal scan, possible. Whatever they want.
The cable sets out requirements for countries to provide data on individuals it knows or has grounds to believe are terrorists, as well as criminal record information.
Yeah, further, I have to say, I really did not enjoy the process of coming back into the United States when Mark and I went down to Mexico for an Acapulco. Coming back in was not fun. You know, it was a very lengthy, annoying process with a lot of lines and waiting, and I feel like they didn't catch a retina scan, but they were like getting pretty invasive with what they wanted from people as you came back in, and so they would like take your picture at this little booth, so not like a booth that was occluded from view, but they had like these little standing computer things. You had to like check in, you had to scan your scan your itinerary or whatever, the ticket from the airline, and then it would literally take your picture at that location.
Wow.
And so, I mean, there's some definite, like, databasing going on here. There's some, you know, real invasion of any kind. There's no such thing as privacy in this process.
Right.
And I'm surprised they didn't ask for a pinprick of blood and a retina scan while they were at it.
Well, the retina scan will be for the next generation. Because they're already used to it, because they are already implemented it in our schools.
Are they really?
I know that my daughter, and I found this out a whole year after it had already been implemented.
In New Hampshire?
They checked into school. This was Tennessee.
Tennessee. Okay.
They checked into school via a fingerprint scanner.
They had that back years ago.
And they were getting ready to implement it onto the school buses so that... I went in to sign her in.
Where's
one morning.
The retina scanners?
Well, that's
you said retinal scanners.
Yeah, it's coming because they're already used to signing in every morning just
with a thumbprint.
So I went to sign her in to school one morning.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what do I need to sign? And they're like, oh no, we've got that covered. And they pulled out a little thumb pad from under the table, and Sasha went, and she was signed into the school.
Welcome to the machine, kid.
I was like, how long has this been in place?
It's been a whole year.
We sent you the information a year ago.
I'm surprised they only said a year because I feel like I remember...
This is 2008.
Okay, all right. I feel like, I mean, maybe I'm misremembering, but I swear, I know that at one point they had a punch pad at the lunch counter when I was in school, and I'm pretty sure they upgraded that to fingerprint technology. Maybe it wasn't when I was in school, but shortly after... And that was, you know, I got out in the late 1990s out of government high school. But I'm pretty sure they've had, like, you know, for the kids that get their lunch or whatever, that have an account, whether they're getting a free lunch or they got money in an account or whatever, that they're using that thumbprint. And they've been doing that for a long time.
Yeah
and I think that the retina scanning technology is just too expensive. They're not using that right now.
Not yet. Expensive? Then they're going for it then. As long as it's for the kids. You know, they keep, you know...
You gotta keep the bad kids out.
You gotta keep the bad kids out, the ones that have been deemed the druggers and the gangbangers.
The article continues further. Countries are asked not to block the transfer of information about U.S.-bound travelers to the U.S. government and to not designate people for travel watch lists based solely on their political or religious beliefs.
Hold up. The U.S. government asked the other countries to not...
This entire thing is about the U.S. government demanding other countries do stuff.
Right. That's what I just wanted to make sure that I was hearing that right. They were demanding that they not block somebody based on politics, but yet they're saying you should block for all these other reasons. Is the idea like, oh, well, we're going to block you if you don't do X, Y, and Z, but don't block anyone because of their politics, is what they're saying.
Or their gender.
Or whatever, yeah.
No, I just threw that in there because that would get them
no,
in huge
so
trouble.
No, earlier on, yeah. What it said is, you have to give us, foreign country, you yeah. have to give us, Washington, D.C., information on everybody coming into this country.
Right.
And
what was the last sentence you just read?
Don't put people on a watch list based solely on political or religious beliefs.
That's what the U.S. government told to the other countries.
Yes.
Okay, that's what I wanted to make sure that was clear. 855-450 free like freedom, because the U.S. government certainly does that stuff. 855-450-3733.
Well, it's not based solely on.
Okay, fair enough. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Ew, get the stinky dog away from me.
Bad breath and bad gas. PD stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
At least $5,000 in vet bill.
Creams, antibiotics, sprays.
No results.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite. DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Her coat is now soft, it's silky, it's healthy and shiny and glossy.
She's got life, she's got energy.
Tons of energy, no more bad smell.
Dynavite's the bomb.
Dynavite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, besides me, of course.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Everything you've heard about or read about regarding identity theft is wrong. There are dozens and dozens of companies out there claiming that they can prevent identity theft or that monitoring your credit file will help you prevent identity theft. And I'm here to tell you, it's simply not true. It's a scam. No one can prevent identity theft, and I mean no one. Credit monitoring will not alert you to 80% of the fraudulent issues that can happen to you. Friends, there's only one company that has the solution to identity theft. That's my friends over at Liberty ID. Liberty ID fixes the damages caused by identity theft. In fact, they've successfully restored the identities of over 60,000 individuals without fail. Call my friends at Liberty ID today to see if you've been compromised. If you're on your cell phone, you probably have been. And my friends at Liberty ID will let you know if you have and what you can do to fix it. Call right now, 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY. Or visit them at libertyid.com and use discount code GCN at checkout.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah!
You're invited to join us on the radio. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and the Skype username here is lrn.fm. So don't hesitate to reach out to us if you want to comment on the new travel restrictions being put into place by the U.S. government on every other country in the world that has a passport or that they will issue, will consider issuing visas to the people from those countries. We're going to get further into that. You're welcome to comment. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You don't need money to do business on Simbi.com. Simbi is a slick and easy-to-use marketplace where you trade your talents for other people's services and abilities. You can forget the old economy. This is your economy. It's Simbi.com, S-I-M-B-I, Simbi.com. You won't believe the diversity of the services available right now on Simbi.com. Hundreds of thousands of people are acting within the symbiotic economy. You can get your account at Simbi.com, take a look around, and post your services, Simbi.com. As we go to more to the story here from, I'm sorry, where was the source on this?
Reuters.
Reuters with an exclusive story about the Trump administration demanding from other countries detailed information, which may even include biometric information.
Correct.
You know, thumbprints or all of the prints or whatever, retina scans. Who knows? And they'll demand this information in order to issue visas to people from those countries to allow those people to come here for personal or business reasons.
Well, that they're requiring so that they can determine whether to issue a visa.
Well, right. I mean, if they don't get it, they're probably not going to issue the visa. Right.
Right. But even if they do get it,
they still might
there's
not.
No guarantee that they're going to
sure.
issue the visa.
Yeah, of course.
And again, the U.S. government has demanded that other countries not designate people for travel watch lists based solely on political or religious beliefs. Doesn't say that can't be a factor for why they're on the watch list. That just can't be the sole reason they're on the watch list. The cable says this is the first time that the U.S. government is setting standards for the information that is required from all countries, specifically in support of immigration and traveler vetting. Now, let's sort of dissect this a little bit.
Sure.
Because it says in support of immigration and traveler vetting. Those are two completely different things. Immigrants are people that are moving.
They want to stay here.
To somewhere. And travelers are people that are just visiting somewhere.
Right. But those two things are handled by the same department, right?
The issuance of a visa, whether it's an immigrant visa or a traveler visa, yeah, it's handled by the same department. But again, it's not the same thing. These are completely different things, and you know, if there's going to be some entity that determines who can immigrate or travel, you know, you should realize that these are different things. There should be different standards
each. But it both entails people coming into the country. They are kind of the same thing. Different results, but ultimately it's people coming into the country.
Okay, and based on that logic, the guy that works at McDonald's and the guy that walks in to purchase a soda and use the Wi-Fi...
They both enter McDonald's.
They're both entering McDonald's, even though it's for completely different purposes. One's going to be there for 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, and the other guy's going to be there for 20 minutes.
But if you were worried
about...
both
of them, you should wind up, give us your criminal record history.
Initially,
you need to fill out an application.
Don't you do that when you employ for a business anyways?
I don't do that when I go in to buy a drink and use the Wi-Fi for 10 minutes.
Okay, but I'm saying
that... I miss having you guys on the air.
I am saying that at the
So
at
you're
the
saying
beginning.
That everybody that wants to go buy a burger from McDonald's should
no,
have to
you
fill out
that.
A criminal history
you,
report.
The guy who works there, yes. The guy who goes to buy a drink... No.
They're both entering McDonald's.
I think this
well,
is
Well, that's
dumb.
How the government's going to look at it. They're looking at it as somebody wants to come in. We're going to vet them all the same. I mean, that's the way they're looking at this, right?
That's the way they're looking at it, and I'm saying that they're looking at it completely wrong because
Conan's not defending that.
It sounds like he is.
He's just saying that's what they're doing. They're treating people exactly the same, whether they're going to come here temporarily or whether they're going to stay. Anyway, let's move on.
What else?
New requirements are the latest in a series of steps taken by the Trump administration that they say are being taken to better protect the United States from terrorist attacks. You know, and this is going to wind up causing 90% of the country to wind up being like, oh, it's okay because, see, they said we need this to protect from terrorist attacks. We've got to make sure that the guy walking into McDonald's to buy a hamburger fills out a criminal record report
to make sure that he's
not going to wind up robbing McDonald's.
And if something happens in the next month and they didn't do this, then they won't be able to say, well, look, we were trying to put these steps into place to vet both immigrants and travelers, but you wouldn't let us. And guess what happened? Airport got bombed.
Even though there's not been there's nothing to base this off of if we don't have this.
Well, there's one big one that did happen, and they keep bringing that one up, and they're going to continue to bring that up for the next 100 years until they, you know.
9/11.
Which was?
9/11.
Oh, you mean the people that had visas that overstayed their visas?
But they didn't have this organization in place, these regulations to have vetted those individuals.
Right. Well, that's why George Bush said we need the Department of Homeland Security.
Yeah.
So we need to just keep adding on more government, even though the last government agency that we created prevent us from this thing that we didn't prevent 15 years ago.
Yeah, and this won't prevent the next one either. I mean, it'll just, there's going to be somebody who gets through, their background check's going to show them clean because they've been clean their whole life, right? Like they have become radicalized because of bombings in their home country.
Right.
Innocent members of their family have been murdered by the United States government and their allies.
I actually thought the thing that Conan was going to mention was the underwear bomber guy that wasn't on a flight out of the United States. He got on a plane in some other country, and he didn't actually blow anything up. He just, like, tried to light his underwear on fire or something.
He was just smoldering.
Right. No, so like all of these weird things that have been implemented of why you've got to take your shoes off in the airport and do this and do that, it's all based on,
unless you've gone through their pre-check,
suspected threats. And I've got an appointment next month to wind up qualifying for the pre-check.
That's where they give you a good anal examination, check your background real detailed, and then you don't have to take your shoes off anymore, right?
I don't know what all's involved, but
you'll find out.
Yeah, I had a preliminary background check to qualify for meeting with some Canadian authority in Stansted.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What are you going to Stansted for?
To wind up actually being verified for the pre-check.
You have to go to Canada to get through the U.S. pre-check?
Because it's part of something called Nexus that allows you to, like, go into Canada easily.
So you've got to drive up to Canada and go to Stansted?
Yes.
Unbelievable.
We talked about this a couple weeks ago.
I vaguely recall something about it, but, geez. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. You can comment on the travel restrictions if you want. It's Free Talk Live.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia what?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that, for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. All you have to do is dial in toll-free and join us here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. If you're on hold, bear with us. We are encountering some internet difficulties here at the studio. Hopefully, a little router reset will solve the issue because we have a remote way that we take our callers, and we can do it the old-fashioned way where we, you know, have the board up.
Board up, please, blah, blah, blah.
But they should be back up here shortly. Do want to let you know about Bitcoin.com. For those of you that do have internet access, unlike us at the moment, you can go to Bitcoin.com and get all the details you need on what Bitcoin is all about. I've been sending people over to Bitcoin.com recently here in the Keene area, and they're getting set up with Bitcoin wallets and learning the basics about Bitcoin. Then you can go further than that. Maybe your experience with Bitcoin, you want to get the latest Bitcoin news. They've got a great news section. In fact, I've got a headline here from Bitcoin.com tonight. That's where I'm going to get the story from about AlphaBay, which was the darknet marketplace that got shut down recently.
Number one online market.
I believe it. So Bitcoin.com, great headlines, really useful information. They've even got games you can play over there and a forum where you can get interactive with other Bitcoin users. So head over to that one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. itsbitcoin.com. As we continue here, you can bring up anything that you want. Daryl, you've been telling us about this news story from Reuters where the U.S. federal government is putting pressure on other nations in the world, saying,
yes,
you will either give us the information that we are demanding about the people who want to get visas, the people who are looking to travel to the United States, or we're just not going to approve those visas.
Yes.
And they're talking about possibly biometric information and whatever other nosy, you know, we're the state, we need to know everything,
yep,
kind of information they demand. Whatever arbitrary decisions they want.
And again, the Trump administration is saying that these new requirements are needed to better protect the United States from terrorist attacks. However, former officials say much of the information sought is routinely shared between countries, including examples of passports and additional details about particular travelers that may present security concerns. However, John Sandweg, a former senior DHS official who now works with the firm Frontier Solutions, says that some U.S. allies are worried about privacy protections if the Washington government is seen as seeking information beyond what is already shared. He says, quote, "I don't think you can ignore the political aspects of the unpopularity of the current administration that puts political pressure to stand up to the administration." The cable lays out
risk factors.
Well, I
wonder what they would do. I mean, how would they stand up? Would they just be like, well, sorry, citizens, you can't travel to the United States anymore because we're not willing to jump through their hoops?
And here's an even bigger question. Would these other countries even have come out in opposition if it had been Obama?
If it had been Hillary or whatever. Hold that thought.
And I'm saying, no, they would not have. This is just another case of Trump.
I don't know.
That's a good
question.
That is a good question. Let's talk to Perry, though. He's on the line here, and our internet's back. Perry, you're on Free Talk Live in Needles, California.
Yes.
Hello.
What I wanted to say is that I think that they don't go near far enough. If somebody believes in Sharia law, or they believe in you know, like if they're from these countries where they have terrorists, and or even countries that have a lot of gang members, I think it should be. And believe me, I'm not for big government. So when Homeland Security came in, I wasn't really for it. But
let me just make sure I'm understanding what you're saying so far. You say on one hand you're not in favor of big government, but on the other hand you want to keep anybody out who is a Muslim.
Well, I voted for Trump because I'm an American. Okay, I believe in this country. I believe in capitalism. I believe in liberty. Less government, less taxes. Okay, that's where I'm at. I'm not
except
a Republican
when it
or Democrat.
Comes to
I just believe in the Constitution. I believe in liberty.
Liberty, except when it comes to the liberty of people who are Muslims who might believe in Sharia law. Do you even know what Sharia law is?
I know that for a fact. That it's kind of a secret that they don't want out.
No,
but
no.
A lot of these Muslims. Well, wait a minute now. A lot of these Muslims, the men, they beat the women. They don't let them have a driver's license. They don't let them have passports to get out of their country. They beat the women very badly, very badly.
Okay,
I know some rednecks that
do the same
wind
thing.
Up abusing people as well.
Right. So because
should we ban rednecks from the country?
I think that's a great idea, actually.
This country would go down in population significantly.
We've got
if did that.
Domestic gangs. We've got problems in our own country. We've got racists.
Yeah.
We've got problems. No. We've got
so you
want to
have
problems.
A small government, but at the same time, you believe that the government should grow in the area of enforcing people not coming here.
Well, I think that providing that they're coming here and they're actually not going to be taking welfare and doing all these things to bring us down.
Most people coming here to visit don't take welfare.
I'm talking about people that are from countries that have terrorism. Yes, we got to be careful because
don't let anybody travel as a visitor to the United States if somebody from their country has participated in what you deem to be terrorism. Well, I do understand that this is applying to everyone around the globe that just wants to visit the United States. People, I've never been to New York City. I want to travel to America and visit New York City and go to the Empire State Building.
Or Disneyland. Or
those people who are traveling here for 2 weeks on vacation are going to have to jump through all of these hoops and hurdles that are applying to people that want to move here for the rest of their life. And you're okay with that because Trump and somebody might be a terrorist.
Well, you've got to be careful because it's going to ruin. Believe me, we won't even have any people that will come over, want to come over and visit us. We get start getting blown up. We're going to lose everything. We're going to be done. We can't.
Okay, so you believe that people are going to
be like in New York.
Perry, I just want to understand what you're saying here. You're saying you believe that there are right around the corner a bunch of people who want to blow places up in the United States, even though there's no real evidence that that has happened significantly since 9/11. But you believe
What did Madonna say? What did she say? The socialist, communist, Democrats that are out there. But didn't she say she wanted to blow up the White House? Am I right?
I have no clue what Madonna said. Like I don't pay attention to what Madonna
says. But
she
lives here. So you're saying that there's all these...
She should be shipped out of this country. She should be investigated by the Secret Service. Don't you agree with that?
I don't personally really
Where would she be deported to?
I love this country. On my mother's side, my family's been in this country since 1717. I love this country. I want to see us grow.
Okay, we're doing a genealogical penis measuring contest, my family's been here since 1609.
Okay, all right. Perry, I need you to settle down here for a moment.
I don't want to be blown up.
It's fear-mongering what you're doing here, okay? What you're doing here with this I don't want to be blown up thing. Are you really that scared? I mean, when you walk out of your house...
No, I'm not scared. I'm not scared, my friend, but...
Well, then why don't you choose freedom? I mean, you say you support liberty.
Look at the other countries that allowed them in. Are you looking at that now? Are you looking at it?
Huh?
The refugee countries, I think he's referring to.
What about?
Are you looking at it? Have you seen what they did to England?
What are you talking about?
They just had a concert here.
Oh, you're talking about the blowing up of the Ariana Grande concert?
Yeah,
that thing?
Yeah, it just happened. Yeah, is that what you want to hear? Is that what you're trying to say?
Here's how you stop that from happening. You get the hell out of the troops out of the Middle East. How about that?
Yeah.
Not just the Middle East, the other 900 bases as well.
What do you think about that, Perry?
We can reason with those people, huh? We can reason with...
The first thing you do is you say, hey, we're going to stop blowing you up. That's the first step. You want to stop being afraid of being blown up in the streets? How about you support stopping blowing up those people in the streets? Thanks for the call, Perry. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Because he admitted he doesn't feel scared when he leaves his house.
Yeah.
But what if there were planes dropping bombs from the sky on you?
Let's talk about the hospitals and the weddings being blown up in Syria and Yemen and Afghanistan. Let's talk about that.
855-450-FREE, like freedom. Join us here. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is Digital Cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
Imagine, if you will, a virtual world, a symbiotic economy with its own currency, where you can barter your services with others. Symbi.com is a marketplace of real people, exchanging skills and services, from web developers, marketers, video production specialists and teachers of all sorts, to gaming consulting or fitness coaching. Symbi.com is a vast world of people trading freely. Take my word for it, it's an adventure you can't afford to miss. Simbi.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
we get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Did you know that your children are the most vulnerable to identity theft? It's no surprise with all the mobile phones, social media platforms that your children will eventually be a victim to one of the most significant crimes of the 21st century, identity theft. Don't let that happen. Cover your whole family, your spouse, your children, and your parents right now by calling Liberty ID. LibertyID.com is where you go for a significant discount just by using GCN at checkout, or you can call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. The number here, 855-453, 855-450-3733. You can join us online anytime over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we have waiting for you there. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl. And don't forget, if you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at shop.freetalklive.com. You enter Amazon through the links you'll find there, Amazon US, UK, Canada, and just get your shopping taken care of and feel good because Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase price when you start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. Speaking of shopping, we still have to talk about Alphabay coming up, the darknet market that was recently shut down by law enforcement. We'll tell you what happened ostensibly to its alleged administrator. But first, I think that last call deserves some more commentary. What's frustrating about it, because our last guy that was on the phones was saying that he loves liberty, he wants smaller government, but on the other hand, he loves the idea of the government creating more restrictions and regulations on the issue of travel. And if there's not one freedom that is, you know, one of the more critical freedoms to have, it's the freedom to go from point A to point B. You cannot say you support liberty and then in the same breath or the next breath say that you want to see more restrictions.
Well, if you say, I support liberty, but... Then
you don't
support liberty.
Right.
Because,
because the guy on the other side of the equation, the leftist, what was the guy's name?
I don't remember.
Perry.
The left version of Perry would say, that, yeah, we need these freedoms in this department, in this area, but not in this one. So they're both, you know, just sitting there constantly fighting over, basically, the freedoms and which ones should be taken from us and which we should be able to wield.
There was a talk radio host that I used to listen to when I lived in Pennsylvania, and he had a rule. and he would repeat it often, of everything you say before the word but gets ignored. And it makes a lot of sense, because people like Perry will say, I believe in freedom, but
Sri Lanka,
blah, 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 tyranny, tyranny, Muslims. Tyranny. Well, then you don't support freedom.
No, you don't.
Or, I support lower taxes, but we need to raise them in this case. Then you don't support lower taxes. So
right.
Just
be consistent.
Remove the word but from your vocabulary, and if somebody says but, then ignore everything they said before that.
And I think that we were just alluding to the prime cause. The real thing that should be looked at is not who should we be keeping out of this country, but these terrorists. But why are they terrorists?
Right.
How did they get there? Was
you
it
don't
maybe
get born. You don't
blow
get born
up their weddings.
Was
you
it,
bomb hospital, the only hospital in like 100 miles.
By you, you mean
miles.
The government, the federal
right.
government.
But of course,
within like 100-mile radius, kill their children, bomb civilian areas, all while saying, we're fighting terrorists. No, that's how you wind up creating more terrorists.
Sure.
But he's not getting that from his media, because what he heard was, they hate us for our freedoms. The freedoms that, by the way, Perry's trying to take from us by enacting more regulations.
He's unwittingly doing, the terrorist's supposed goal.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, taking the freedoms from you as well, because you, Conan, no longer have the freedom to go into the airport and wait at the gate for your loved one to right. get off the airplane. You no longer have the freedom to take a bottle of water through security.
Right.
You no longer have the freedom to do a bunch of things, all because of, well, the terrorist might
fill
in the blank.
Because of fear.
Yeah, see, it's fear coming from both sides, because if it isn't the...
That's how they build the government.
If it isn't folks in the Middle East that we should be bombing, we should be bombing people, or not bombing...
Domestic terrorists.
But we should be going to war with Russia.
Or domestic.
And of course you have domestic terrorists, and of course you have Madonna, and then you have some of these
sovereign citizens.
You
or
have
whatever.
Some of these the homegrown terrorists, yeah. like the Tsarnaev brothers, or yeah. whoever else, or the guy who bombed the Grande concert. Wasn't he a British
citizen? I don't remember. But either way. But there's always going to be something to be afraid of.
Donald Trump wanting to send the feds into Chicago because of the gun violence.
And
all of these people that support the right to bear arms and supposedly believe in small, limited government are supporting sending in the feds to Chicago
to martial law?
Curb the gun violence. Take away the illegal guns in Chicago because there's gun violence.
This is the first I've heard of this. I mean, I don't pay close attention to what comes out of Trump's mouth or the national news generally, but what was...
That sounds like something he would have just said at one of his things. He's not actually...
It's not an actual plan.
I don't think there's actually a plan, but there have been statements of send the feds into Chicago.
I wonder what that would mean.
And all the small government conservatives are all behind it because
they love men with... They love government guys with guns, as Mark has pointed out.
Well, if it's gun collection of people who they think are the gangbangers and whatnot, then it's all right. It's cool.
Right.
But as long as they don't take my guns, and then of course, but if this was to happen in the next year or so, they go into Chicago and they martial law and they start collecting all the guns. Sorry, guy. Sorry, redneck from the South who loves his guns and has the flag and whatnot. They're going to be coming
You're
for
next.
You. You're next.
Yeah.
With your Molon Labe hat and your thin blue line flag, it's going to be one of those thin blue line guys that comes to take your guns.
Yeah,
so what
sure
are you going to do?
Keep paying your taxes.
Back to the article from Reuters, and I want to reread the quote from John Sandweg, who's former DHS senior official, now works with the firm Frontier Solutions. Mm. He said, quote, I don't think you can ignore the political aspects of the unpopularity of the current administration. That puts political pressure to stand up to the administration. And Conan, you asked the question of, would anybody stand up to Obama?
Mm-hmm.
And I say some people probably would, because it was the Obama administration that was wiretapping German Chancellor Angela Merkel.
That's true.
The German government did stand up to the Obama administration when they found out that it happened.
What did they do?
they released some strongly worded memos and things of that sort and said, you know, like, don't do this again or else.
A limp noodle, in other words.
Right, but it's more than what people expected, because nobody expected the German chancellor to do anything about being wiretapped by Obama.
Well, now, all right. Well, when Trump's administration wiretaps Merkel, we'll see what comes of that. I'm sure that there will be more than a wet noodle standing up and
we'll see.
Telling down the old Trumpster.
The article continues. The cable lays out risk factors the U.S. government will consider when evaluating a country. Some of these are controversial and could be difficult for a country to prove to U.S. satisfaction, including ensuring that, quote, they are not and do not have the potential to become a terrorist safe haven, end quote. How do you prove that you don't have the potential to become a terrorist safe haven when terrorism is defined as anything that the U.S. government doesn't like?
Apparently, you prove it by jumping through all the hoops. Either you jump through all the hoops or you become a potential terrorist
safe haven. One of the hoops is to prove that you're not and you cannot become.
Yeah.
So how do you prove
total obedience? Total, you know, do what they say.
Countries are also expected to agree to take back citizens ordered removed from the United States. And this is very interesting in light of some current federal court cases where there have been about 1,400 Iraqi nationals that have been rounded up or on list to be rounded up and sent back to Iraq. They are also members of visible minorities, meaning that if they sent back to Iraq, they would be very easily labeled for persecution. Mm-hmm. So we're talking about Chaldean Catholics. We're talking about Iraqi Kurds, people that, you know, the Saddam Hussein administration were targeting and going after, and the current Iraqi government would wind up targeting and wanting to go after. And there's humanitarian law that says that you are not allowed to deport someone into an area if you know they are the target of persecution or are likely to be the target of persecution. So this statement of, you either agree to take back anybody we say should be removed from this country or else
violates
is clearly, well, one, it's in violation, possibly in violation of humanitarian law, but directly related to this current batch of federal court cases involving these 1,400 Iraqis that are subject to deportation.
Who administers the humanitarian law? Is that the UN?
Generally, UN, various entities, the ICC, the International Criminal Court. Sometimes you might have an entity like NATO. You might have the International Red Cross step in.
You know, it's bad when the U.S. government makes the UN look good in a, you know, situation.
Yes.
Like this. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Speaking of international news, we got the Alpha Bay shutdown coming up around the corner in hour two. This is Free Talk Live. You can join us.
Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. Buying Bitcoin? Do it here. Want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users? Our forum is always open and censorship-free at forum.bitcoin.com. There's no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team. That's why this site is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can also play games at games.bitcoin.com. Learn more at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com.
I wish that we would have started the Dynavite right away. It would have been so much easier.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men in the U.S. who suffer from an enlarged prostate, also known as BPH? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times at night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-sitosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than saw palmetto. Its effect on BPH has been extensively studied. Find out more and get Prostate Miracle now. Go to ProstateMiracle.com or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.